welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this day. I praise the Lord we're able to gather together to share the word of the Lord. And we, before we go into the message, let's take a moment to pray. Father, we pray not only for your anointing, your clarity, the power of the Holy Spirit, in the and through the Word of God. Lord, that which you would have me to share, Father, make it practical, make it pertinent and alive to every heart. Father, and those that are going through difficulties right now, whether it is spiritual, physical, financial, circumstantial, Lord, we're asking that you would undertake. Lord, you see the condition of every listener. Some are regular, perhaps some new. They've just happened to tune in. But Father, you know where they are in this season in their life, and it is your will to lead us in a straight path because of our enemy. And so, Father, I pray for wisdom, for discernment. I pray for the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. And Father, most of all, I pray for the ability for them to be able to worship you, to praise you, no matter how difficult the situation, no matter how dark the hour for them, that they will know praise will release the blessing, the power of heaven. And God, that you will fight our battles for us. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. And thank you for your anointing to open our hearts and minds to receive the word of the Lord. We thank you for it. Praise God. Well, the message I'd like to share today is our real identity, and we'll see how far the Lord would take us throughout the week. And in today's world, we look around at the world situation, or perhaps I should say the people of the world, the fact that there's so much turmoil and strife and trouble is the fact. It goes back to the people, the individuals. There are so many that are unsaved, and they really don't know the way to walk in. They may think they do, but only the born-again child of God understands spiritual realities and truth, and even natural realities, because we understand what is going on. The whole world is locked in darkness, and the prince of this world has come to deceive and to delude those who have not received the gospel of Jesus Christ or have turned away from the truth of it. And so, what do we see? We see selfishness, we see pride, we see self-absorption. There's a tremendous preoccupation with self. It's not only the pride aspect, but just the uncertainty of the doubts or the concerns that they may have, not certain what's going on in their life, where they're headed. There is just a tremendous amount of instability. They don't know who they are, and they're blown about with every work of the enemy. Anything that comes along, they can be sidetracked, they can be taken down. That isn't true for the child of God, because God has given us in Christ a real identity. And that's what I want to address, because we are unlike the unsaved, not that there were any better, because we all have been brought out of darkness and been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But let me share a couple of scriptures with you. And this expresses God's plan, His pleasure for those who are His children, those who have accepted Him. Ephesians 1, 3, and 4 declares, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be," what? "Holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself." Why? How? "According to the good pleasure of His will." He had a good pleasure in creating you. He knew you before the foundation of the earth. And then just a little further on in that chapter, or I should say the second chapter, verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship, every one of you that have accepted Jesus. You are His special creation, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them." Praise God. So in our life as a Christian, we've experienced two births. One is our natural birth, and there's no questioning of that. That's how we got to be here. And as we are born into this world, regardless of what our home situation is, our parents, our all the facts about us and our heritage, God places His hand upon us in a special way, but also it is the beginning of satanic assignments against every person, and especially perhaps those who He knows belong to the Lord. And perhaps if you weren't saved at an early age, you can see that occur in your own life. There was a time that you ran from God, or you left church and you just wanted to do your own thing. You wanted to discover yourself. Well, that's the purpose of this message. So we can set to rest all questions, and we can affirm what our real identity is in Christ. And we're not left to question, we're not left in doubt, because the Word of God tells us who we are. And then, of course, after a natural birth, for those who've accepted Christ, there is a spiritual birth. That's the beginning of our lives in Christ, the sons and daughters of God. And Romans 8, 18 and 24 says, Paul says in verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption," praise God, "into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now." Praise God. Well, I'll just read as far as that. All right, so let us go back and look at what God has for us. So I want to talk about our identity in Christ. How does this process work? Well, the very first aspect of becoming who God wants you to be, the manifested Son of God, a child of God who is being fashioned according to biblical standards, according to the precious work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. God has a plan, and He begins it, and the wonderful thing is He also will complete it. The most important starting point for us in our spiritual walk with Christ is humility. Habakkuk 2 and 4 says, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." Another translation says, "As for the man of pride, my soul has no pleasure in him, but the upright man will have life through his good faith." We have to realize that all that we are Everything we've been given, life itself, our breath, has been given to us by God. We didn't do anything to earn it. We didn't create it. Everything in our life has been given to us by the Lord. And so the first thing is humility, and also to beware of pride in all of its forms. I'm sure if you know Scripture, you understand what happened to Lucifer in the book of Ezekiel 28. Let me read a few verses. Verses 12 through 17. Son of man, the prophet is told, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, saith the Lord God. And then he really goes into a description of Satan. Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire and emerald, and the carbuncle and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in beauty in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. His beauty, his self-estimation of himself, corrupted him. And beloved, he works very diligently to get us in a place of pride. And sometimes you might say, well, you know, I'm really kind of a humble person. But let me just share, as I bring this broadcast to a close, spiritual pride is sometimes the most deceptive and the hardest to detect. Well, let me share a scripture. Psalm 138 and 6, though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off, and he is nigh unto them that have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So, beloved, with that I close, and we're going to continue tomorrow. I pray that you can be with us, and as always, I extend an invitation, if you have prayer needs, that you will feel free to write. I alone receive the mail, answer them, and if you choose to email, that's fine, it's convenient. I will confirm receipt and pray, but if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to include your mailing address. I love you and pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.